Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
And then we can make a giant balloon shaped like a spaceship that flies over the whole town.
Yeah, and we can attach speakers to it that play our podcast live everywhere.
And then we'll have a laser light show that spells out Happy New Year in the sky.
Ooh, what if we send confetti cannons to all our listeners, like real ones, delivered to their doors?
What if we do a New Year's countdown in every single time zone? That way nobody misses it. We just stay up 24 hours straight.
36, if you count the half-hour time zones.
Even better!
And then we can have a cake the size of our house!
No, a cake shaped like a rocket ship,
but made of pizza!
With sparklers on top.
Wait, what if the cake launches into space?
Dad, how would we even do that?
Yeah, the pizza would burn up in the atmosphere.
That's actually not the biggest problem here.
So no rocket cake?
Guys, do you think we might be getting a little too carried away?
A little?
I think we've been so focused on coming up with these wild ideas that we've completely lost track of what we're supposed to be doing, which is, you know, actually making this episode.
Yeah, but all these ideas sounded so fun.
Until they started sounding totally impossible.
And also kind of messy.
Here's the thing, guys. We can't do everything all at once. We need to take a step back, make a plan, and set some realistic goals.
Like cleaning up all this glitter?
Yes, and looking at what worked last year, what didn't, and figuring out what's actually doable this year.
That sounds pretty good. So how about we start by checking the date so we can see how much time we have to make these plans come to life. Julian, when's New Year's?
Dad, it's the middle of January. I think we missed New Year's.
What are we gonna do now?
Well, first I think we need to apologize to our fans for being a little late on our New Year's episode.
Good idea.
Hey everyone, thanks for waiting for us. We got a little carried away with our New Year's ideas. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry everyone. We did learn something important, though. Dreaming up crazy goals for the new year is awesome, but you have to make sure your dreams are something you can do.
And you have to try not to do everything all at once, even rocket cakes.
Right. So as a family, we're taking our own advice this year. We're looking back on what we've accomplished, setting realistic goals, and focusing on what matters most.
Okay, so before we get to our story, let's do it. Let's chat about how to set and achieve our New Year's goals. What's the first thing we have to do?
The first step is to ask yourself, what worked well last year and what didn't? Gavin, can you think of something that you did this past year that you are really proud of, or even something you didn't enjoy doing?
Well, I'm proud of how I did in soccer and that I've been giving snowboarding a try. And I'm really proud of my 4-H project this year. And for something that I would like to do different, well, we didn't really go on any trips this past year.
Julian, how about you? Do you have anything that you really enjoyed doing this past year? Or anything that you'd rather not do again?
I'm proud I won Grand Champion for my goat this year in 4-H, and I really like doing our podcast too. I didn't really practice music as much as I would have liked to, and I don't love cross-country skiing.
Good job, Julian. How about you, Ella?
I'm really having fun learning how to draw, and I like doing 4-H. And doing our podcast has been really fun. I'm really proud of my kitties. I love them so much. I would like to go on a trip, too, but I would really miss my kitties.
Sorry, Ella, we can't bring the kitties on the trip. Good job. Emily?
I really enjoyed running a 5K and going on the boat. I also am proud of myself for starting grad school. There's not really anything that I would change. Maybe go on a few more adventures as a family.
For me, I enjoyed being on the lake. We did a little fishing. I would also have liked to done maybe like a family camping trip or something like that. I don't know. I just think we did a lot of fun stuff this year, and I'd like to do that again. I loved seeing the boys play soccer, and I had fun watching Ella do her dance class. And I've loved doing the podcast with all you guys.
See how thinking about the past helps you remember the things you enjoyed and also think about what you want to improve. Now, the second step is listing out some of your goals that you think you could achieve over the next year.
What if I really want to go to Mars?
That's a great long-term goal. And that brings us to our next step, making a plan. To get to Mars someday, what's one small step you could take this year?
We could learn about rocket ships.
And maybe we could build a model rocket?
Exactly. Goals are like a staircase. You take one step at a time, and each step gets you closer to the top.
And science backs this up. Studies show that when you break a big goal into smaller steps, you're more likely to succeed. Plus, checking off those smaller steps feels great and keeps you motivated.
There's a saying where people ask, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is, one bite at a time.
Like, if I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, I could start by practicing one chord a day.
Exactly. You take it one small step at a time and stay consistent. Now, step four is to write down your goals and share them with someone. That way, you're more likely to stick to them.
And we can't forget to celebrate our progress. Every little win counts.
Like when I tied my shoes and we had ice cream to celebrate?
Just like that. Celebrating keeps you excited to keep going.
What if I don't reach a goal? Like, what if I try really hard but I don't make it?
That's a great question, Julian. If you don't reach a goal, it's not a failure. It's a chance to learn and try again. Sometimes, you might need to adjust your goal or try to tackle it in a different way.
The most important thing is to keep going and not give up. Remember, every step forward is progress.
So let's sum all of this up. What's our first step?
Reflect on the past.
And the second?
Set realistic goals.
How about our third step?
Make a plan.
And the last step?
Celebrate your progress.
Great! Now that we've got a plan for the new year, do you think it's time for our story? Is everybody ready?
Ready!
Well, let's do it then.
Grandpa, can you please not slurp your tea like that? You sound like a walrus doing karaoke.
Walruses would kill for my karaoke skills, thank you very much. Anyway, what are you three digging for? My collection of mismatched socks?
No way! Look at this map. I found it under this pile of really gross hairballs.
Oh, gross. That's not hair. That's dried spaghetti. Grandpa, why do you have dried spaghetti in a box labeled important documents?
For emergencies. You never know when spaghetti might save the day. But wait, did you say map?
If by map you mean this coffee-stained, ripped-up piece of paper with squiggly lines and words that look like they were written by a pirate with a crayon. That's what makes it so cool. Look, it says, beware the clock that eats time.
Oh no, not that map. The time-eating clock is no joke, kids.
Uh-huh, and I suppose next you're gonna tell us you fought off time pirates with a rubber ducky.
No, but I did once fend off a very angry llama. That's another story. This map, though, it's real. If you solve its riddles, you could find the treasure of endless possibilities. Or, you know, a lifetime supply of spaghetti.
Let's do it. What's the worst that could happen? Famous last words.
Miss Bellamy, we need your help with this map. It's got something about a clock that eats time.
Oh, my stars! That That's no ordinary clock. It's said to control the flow of time itself. And by said to, I mean I read about it on a very questionable website.
Great. Our fate rests on a librarian who gets her facts from the internet.
Let's see here. The first clue says, tick tock, the time is ripe. Find the key where gears take flight.
Gears that take flight? What is this, a steampunk fairy tale?
It means the old clock tower. Come on, let's go.
Beware of the pigeons. They don't like intruders.
Why does this place smell like burnt toast and fear?
Maybe because it's ancient and falling apart. Or maybe because we're about to be attacked by a pigeon mafia.
Look, there's a giant gear in the middle of the room. Oh my gosh! Is that a hamster running on it?
No way! It's a robot hamster! Leave it alone!
The clue says, turn the gear thrice, but don't disturb the keeper. I'm guessing the hamster's the keeper.
So, don't poke it?
Too late.
Welcome to the time-eating jungle! If you want the treasure, solve the next clue! If not, enjoy becoming a clock vine!
Becoming a what?
A clock vine! You know, part clock, part plant! Very fashionable in some dimensions!
Is it just me, or does this bird sound like a used car salesman?
Definitely. What's the clue?
The treasure lies in the ticking heart. Find a fruit that's not what it seems.
Okay, ticking heart, ticking heart. Maybe it's one of those clock fruits.
This one looks like a peach, but smells like pizza. Interesting.
No, wait.
A compass? That's the treasure?
Not just any compass. It points to your true goals. And it doesn't explode. Usually.
A compass that helps you set goals?
Right. Hold on, kids. The compass is unraveling time.
What's happening?
Why is everything so spinny?
Side effects of interdimensional travel. You'll get used to it, or you won't.
Great. So where's this treasure?
Patience, featherless ones. First, you must earn the treasure by facing the mirror of time.
Of course. Let me guess. It shows us our future if we don't floss regularly.
Close. It shows you what you could become. If you set your sights on something great, or, you know, if you don't.
What's with the sticky notes?
Those are the wishes of past time travelers. Some were noble, some were not.
Find the world's best cheese. Okay, I respect that one.
Step forward, little adventurers, and gaze into the mirror of time. But beware, it only works if you're honest about what you truly want.
Wait, that's me leading a team?
The mirror shows possibilities. You have the heart of a leader, but only if you believe in yourself.
I guess I've been scared to try.
I always thought about writing, but I mean, who'd read it?
Every great writer starts with doubt. Every great adventure starts with a single step. Or, in your case, a single paragraph.
No way! I look awesome!
Awesome! You look sweaty, but yes, your determination can take you to great heights if you keep climbing.
That's us, but better versions of us.
Is it weird that future me has better handwriting? Future me looks even cooler than present me, which I didn't think was possible.
Rah! The treasure you seek isn't just gold or jewels. It's the ability to set goals and chase them. The compass will guide you, but only if you take action.
So we can't just wait for things to happen?
Exactly! Rock! It's like flying! You've got to flap your wings, or you'll just fall out of the nest! Rock!
So, did you find the treasure, or just more spaghetti?
We found a compass that helps us set goals, and we learned that working towards something is the real treasure.
Also, never poke robot hamsters, and that pigeons are terrifying.
All valuable lessons. So what goals are you setting?
I'm going to write the first chapter of my book, and I'm going to climb the tallest hill in town without quitting halfway.
I want to try leading a group project at school.
Good goals. Now, how about some celebratory spaghetti?
Rah! Don't forget! Every journey starts with one step! Or one bite of spaghetti! Rah!
Percy the Parrot, I thought you flew off years ago.
Rah! Just a detour through time helps keep the feathers fresh. Bye for now, kids. Good luck on your goals. Rah!
Bye, Percy.
And so, with a full compass of wisdom and pockets full of spaghetti, Sophia, Leo, and Elliot learned the true treasure, setting goals and working toward them, one step or one bite at a time. Speaking of treasures, here's a zany zinger for ya.
Why didn't the clock go to the party? Because it didn't want to face the time of its life.
Alright, and here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know that the first modern compass was invented nearly 2,000 years ago in ancient China? Before that, people just used the stars or even shadows to find their way. Looks like Sophia, Leo, and Elliot are in good company when it comes to navigating new adventures. Thanks for joining us on this time-traveling treasure hunt. Until next time, keep setting your goals and maybe keep an eye on your spaghetti.
Thanks for joining us for today's adventure. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It helps other families find us. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And send us a message with your thoughts, ideas, or even a drawing of your favorite character. If you'd like to support our journey, check us out on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you. Until next time, dream big, explore boldly, and keep every adventure out of this world.